welcome to another episode of Mindful Mali with me, Mali Kaluve, a space that challenges self-growth, reflection, and awareness. Before I get started, I just want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you guys who've just been showing a lot of love to the podcast, sharing it with friends, family, and just giving me feedback and, you know, just being a part of this amazing journey. But that being said, as usual, like I said, this season, two episodes will be dropped every Friday, 10 p.m. East African time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So look out for that. But without saying too much, let's get into today's affirmations. So on today's episode, I will be talking about the law of correspondence, and therefore it's only right that the affirmations, you know, match what we're about to be talking about. So today's affirmations are: my outside is a reflection of the inside. I have the ability to create whatever I want. I am limitless. My positive belief in myself is transforming my life. But that being said, let's get into today's episode. So today we're talking about the law of correspondence, and basically, I won't even lie, guys, this is one of my favorite laws. And what it basically states, or what it talks about, is that our outside is merely a reflection of the inside. So our current reality is merely just a reflection of whatever is going within us. That just basically means that nothing in our outer world can change unless you change within first. That's why you hear stuff like, be the change you want to see in the world. It is literally exactly what it means. You need to first change yourself to be able to actually impact people's lives, to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve outside of yourself. And that's why I talk heavily about stuff like personal development, working on yourself, self-growth. And that's basically the whole purpose of this podcast and where I got the idea, because I realized, look, if I get people to start working on themselves a lot more, if I get people to start practicing good habits, gratitude, all of that, it won't just translate into, you know, their inner side, their spirituality and stuff like that, but it plays out in their reality. And that's how you help other people get better lifestyles. That's how you impact more lives, because they start to give off a certain vibration, and that starts to touch other people, and therefore you're helping not just yourself, but you're helping others by simply just working on yourself. And a good example about this is, I want you guys to think about a plant or a tree. So when you see a plant growing, flourishing, it looks great, the leaves are healthy, just all of that, it's literally a reflection of what's going on underneath the ground. The roots in the ground, that just means they're getting enough nutrients, the water, you know, is enough down there, and everything is pretty much going on good under the surface. So below what we actually see. But when you see a plant dying and the leaves start to fall off and all of that, it's simply because the roots are not healthy. They're not getting fed enough nutrients. There's not enough water. So whatever you do to the outside of the plant, if you're cutting off leaves, if you're, I don't know, you could do whatever it is, but as long as the roots are not okay, what you can't see above the ground is not okay, then the plant will never be okay. And that's why, you know, Wayne Dyer, one of my favorite quotes is, when you change the way you look at things, things you look at change. And that comes a lot with personal development. That comes a lot with being able to actually work on yourself and improve yourself, so that you also change the way you look at the world, so that you change the way you, you know, pretty much look at things. And that actually plays on to, you know, the law of relativity, which I'll talk about, you know, in a later episode. So how does this law, the law of correspondence, how it basically works? And just like I explained about the plant, it's the same way we work as human beings. It's the same thing that happens with us, even when it comes to simple things like getting enough sleep. When you're sleep deprived and you're, you know, the inside of your body is not working right because, you know, it hasn't got enough rest and stuff, it starts to show on the outside of your body. That's where you get like bags under your eyes, and literally every time you're tired or you haven't been to sleep, like everybody can see it. It's one of those things that no matter what you try to do on the outside, you always show that you're tired. Like, so right now you could try put, I don't know, makeup, you could try put ice under your eyes and everything, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys, every time I've been tired, people always notice. Like, no matter what I do, even if I try fake energy and stuff, people could tell. So no matter what you do on the outside, no matter what you do on the physical, so, you know, if, even if it's dealing with issues and problems and situations going on in our lives, we tend to focus so much about the problem at hand. We try to focus so much about what's actually going on with other people, what people are doing to us, when what we really should be talking about, what we should be looking at, is what's going on inside of us. So you could try, you know, put the ice under your eyes or whatever other remedies you've seen, but you'll still be tired unless you actually get enough sleep and now the inside of your body is finally working right, and therefore you're able to actually get enough rest and enough sleep. So when you constantly think, and this is the same thing with thought, and I want you guys to put this in perspective, because it's not just physical stuff like getting enough sleep, but it also plays into how we think about ourselves and how we think about life and how we just think about a lot of things in general. So when you constantly think to yourself that you can't do something, when you constantly put in your head that you're not capable of achieving certain things, you will never be able to achieve it. Because on the inside, you have already put yourself as somebody who is limited. You have painted the inside of yourself as being something or someone that can't achieve certain things. And if the inside is like that, then the outside is going to be exactly that. So when you convince yourself, like, look, I will never be happy. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to achieve what I want to achieve. I'm never going to be worthy of love. I'm never going to be worthy of being treated right with respect. Then you are most definitely not going to get any of those things in your life. Now, the first time I heard it, I was like, dang, that's a bit harsh. But what if I just feel like, no, if you keep telling yourself, and that's limiting beliefs, negative self-talk. If you keep telling yourself, look, I don't deserve these things, I'll never get these things, you will actually never get them. Again, y'all, words have power because, listen, words come, you thought that before you said it. You thought that before you said it. So you thought it, you felt it, you said it, and now it's going to show itself in the physical. That is basically how all of that works. And it's the same thing. One of the greatest examples I give is, like, if you ever were working, if you ever ran track, if you were ever an athlete, track, football, soccer, whatever you want to call, whatever sport it is, yeah, and you got onto the pitch, you always go onto the pitch with the intention to win. Otherwise, why are you there? If you're there to lose, then there's nowhere you're going to win. Even if it's the hardest team ever, the only way you could win is by telling yourself first that you've won the game, that you're going to win. You don't go run a race. You don't go running the race thinking that, like, dang, I'm going to run this race and I know I'm not going to win and still win. That doesn't happen. Everybody that won a race basically won it because they already put it in their head, like, you know what? I'm winning this race. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Like, I'm going at it. I'm going at it fast paced. I'm going at it hard. And that's why I'm going to win. If I put it into even business, from a business perspective, if you had a business idea that was amazing and you feel like, yeah, this is something that's actually going to work, what happens is you put yourself into that project, you put your all into that project, you work hard, you grind. Even if you haven't got the results yet, you're still pushing, you're still grinding, you're still going at it because in your head, you know this is going to work. You believe in your vision. You believe in whatever you set out to do. And that's because of the law of correspondence, because on the inside, the inner you, the core of you, the inside of you knows that this is possible, that you're going to achieve it already. And that's how we have to be about everything. That's how we have to look at everything, because if you had in your mind that this is an idea that's not going to work, you wouldn't even put your time or effort into it. So when we tell ourselves negative things like, I'll not be happy, I'll not be, no, any of this, it works the same way the business situation works. You won't be able to even put in the effort into growing yourself and developing yourself to what you actually need to be. And the amazing thing is actually this week, something amazing happened, listening to one of the calls I had, and it was this amazing mentor, Millie Mills. I wasn't able to make it, but I was able to hear a little bit about what she was talking about. And she talked about the fact that, you know, everybody likes to talk about stuff like affirmations are nonsense, and affirmations are like, yo, it doesn't make sense. But you look at people's lives and they're not happy with it. They're talking about, yeah, my life is terrible. I don't like it. It's because the words that come out of your mouth all the time are nonsense. That is exactly how she put it. The words that come out of your mouth are nonsense. And that's the truth. Because your words, what you put out into the universe, is a reflection of what's going on in the inside. And therefore, you're never able to actually achieve it or actually do it. And that's why I'm so big on creating good habits. That's why I'm so big about watching how you speak to yourself. I'm so big on creating the right type of mindset to help you grow. So, you know, with that being said, in order to change the outside, in order to change your reality, you have to start with the inside. That's why you tell yourself things. That's why you do affirmations, you know, in the beginning of every episode. It's because you're trying to put that into your inner self. You're trying to put that at your core so it could play out on the outside. Like, I'm abundant. Like, yeah, in reality, it may not seem like you're abundant, but you're not trying to make the outside abundant first. You got to make the inside abundant first. Otherwise, the outside could never be. Too many of us are so focused on what's going on the outside, what other people are doing to us, what other people are saying, but we're not really reflecting on how we're seeing it to ourselves on the inside. Because no matter what you say, if you don't actually believe it, and that's another key thing, you actually have to believe what you're saying to yourself. You actually have to believe in yourself for all this to work. Because, yeah, you could say, yeah, I'm successful. But if you don't truly believe at your core that you're successful, it won't play out. And that just kind of goes back to, you know, the law of vibration, that everything has its own vibrational frequency. Success, happiness, joy, abundance, they all have their own frequencies. And the only way you could get yourself to that frequency is first believing it internally and actually raising your inner self to that vibration, and therefore you're able to achieve it. But you can't fake it. You can't fake energy. Like, yeah, you could mask it for a little bit, but it always comes to the light. Like, everybody will always notice. You cannot fake it till you make it with this. You actually have to raise your belief level there. You have to raise yourself to that vibration and that energy to actually get and achieve what you want. If it's happiness, if it's loyalty, if it's good people in your life, you have to raise yourself there. And that's why, you know, when you look at all these laws, they play into each other. They just kind of like drop and pour and mix with each other. And it's, I don't even lie, it's so beautiful to me how everything is connected. Again, the law of divine oneness. And when you start to understand that a little bit more, you start to understand the things you need to do, because everybody's always asking how. But when you start to learn about these things and embrace these things and start to really see how they work and operate, and that's why this season is so important to me, you start to realize what you need to do in your personal life to do a lot better. But with that being said, I'm just, you know, I want to talk about how we can actually make the effort on working on our inside world and working on our inner self. And one of my, you know, favorite quotes and one of the things I heard was from an interview with Bob Proctor. And he said something that Ray Stanford said to him. And it was, if you don't like the results you're getting in your life, then you're going to have to change you, because they're your results. And if you're going to have to change you, you're going to have to find something about yourself. Now, here's the thing. You can't change something you don't know. A lot of us want to do better. We want better lifestyles. We want better things in our lives. We want happiness. We want abundance. We want all of this. But we're not able to achieve it because we don't even know what's better for us. Like, we always have this vague description of what we want for ourselves. Like, what is your idea of happiness? Because happiness is a big word. Happiness is a big word. Success is a big word. All these things are so big because it could mean anything, because it depends on the person. It depends on, you know, perspective. And you're not able to actually tone that down to exactly what it is you truly want and desire from your life, because you don't even know yourself well enough to know what you truly want and desire. And it's hard to even know yourself, again, if you're not in the right type of environments, if you're not doing the right type of things to learn yourself. Because we constantly make decisions and have been conditioned into following the majority. We make decisions based out of what everybody else is doing and not what we have in our own mind. Like, I love the power of social media, but social media is also a great poison, because a lot of the times our ideas of what we want don't actually come from us. It comes from what everybody else is showing us that they have or what they desire. And because of that, it kind of takes out the whole concept of individuality and what you truly want to desire, because now it's kind of like, yeah, I saw that fast car, and now because everybody's talking about I want fast cars too, but that's not what you actually want. You just seen that that's what everybody kind of, you know, depicts as their idea of success and wealth and well-being and all of that, but you don't even know if that's truly what you want. Because I'll be honest, not everybody wants a fast car. Not everybody wants a big house. Like, yeah, everybody wants to be comfortable and live a good life, but that might not be your idea or what you truly think is a good life. And that's why if you ask me, you see a lot of people having stuff like midlife crisis. Because you reach a point, you kind of have everything in check, but you reach that point where it's like, dang, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I actually desired. This is kind of what everybody else desired. And then you start experiencing, like, trying to test and experience all kinds of things. And I realize this the more I talk to, I've talked to some few people who are, you know, going through a quote-unquote midlife crisis. If you ask me, it's more like a midlife realization that you're not living the type of life that you actually want, if you ask me. And it's the same idea with even stuff like as simple as careers. Like, a lot of people, if you ask them why they're going to do certain things, it's not really because they wanted to do it. It's kind of like, yeah, but this seems to be what's working for everybody else, so that's why I'm going to go pursue it. But that's not the case with you. We're so quick to find out whether things work for everybody else, but we don't even think about what we want to work for us. It comes with a decision of deciding, like, yo, this is the type of lifestyle I want. It might not be what's working for everybody else, but it's what I truly want to desire, and therefore I'm going to make it work. But too many people are afraid to do that. You just want to fall in line with what everybody else is doing. And I'll tell you this right now. The average person spends 40 years of their 60 average years productively, but will still not live the life that they desire because they dwell primarily on what everybody else is doing. They're following the pack. They're not following and stepping outside to what they truly want, because you have to realize we are all unique in our own ways. We are all very different people. And you need to start to realize that, because when you realize you're unique and you're different and not everybody else is the same, you should be like, okay, like, yeah, they want this, but is that what I want? Because you start to think about, like, I'm not them. I'm not everybody else. We are literally all different, like so different in so many different ways, physically, spiritually, mentally. We're different. Like, yeah, we may bleed the same blood, but we don't have the same desires. We don't have the same goals. Yeah, sometimes we may have similarities, but that doesn't make us the same. So that being said, how you can start to learn yourself a lot better. Because if you learn yourself and you understand yourself, you understand what you need to change in your inner world to make your outer world a lot better. So the key thing is, of course, as always, personal development. But the key ones I want to highlight, there's 5 of them for me. The one is journaling. One of the things I'm big on is just writing down, like writing down what's in your head, writing down what's going on in your mind, reflecting and putting it on paper. Because the more you practice being more mindful about what's going through your head or what you're feeling in the moment and stuff like that, you start to also get a better understanding about yourself. I won't lie, sometimes I open my journal, I was like, damn, you were really thinking that? Like, that was really going through your head? Because sometimes I don't even realize what's going on with me, because I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it feels like I'm like 5 or 6 or 8 different people. Like, in my head, I am like 8 different people sometimes. Because there's one person going through this, then somebody else is dealing with this. So when I write that down, I start to see and realize, and I start to learn myself a lot more. Reading back my journal, like, it really helps me learn myself some more. Because I'm putting it down in that moment, what was really going through my head. I was taking time to intentionally process what's going through my head. And that is honestly magical to me. The second thing is books. The more you read about, like, you know, you could call them self-help books, but I call them more personal development books. Where it's books that talk about stuff like, you know, understanding yourself better, personal, what else? The laws of attraction, just all these books that kind of help with learning the mind, and specifically ones that help with learning the mind and how we work as human beings. Because when you start to read them, a lot of the time you also start to reflect how that plays in your life, like, what type of person am I? Because these are books that challenge you. Honestly, a lot of them have stuff like pauses and breaks where it's like, yo, take time to reflect and think about how this applies in your life. Like, are you being emotionally honest with yourself? You know, are you aware of other people's emotions? Because when you start to ask yourself those questions, and I won't lie, that also comes with reading books and exposing yourself to more knowledge. Like, you start to realize, like, yeah, I like this. I don't like this. This is how I behave. This is not how I behave, but I should start, you know, changing into that type of person. Like, books are magical. they will teach you so much about yourself. It's not even about the concepts. Like, when I read a book, I feel like I'm reading about myself. And it's crazy because, like, how am I reading about myself out of somebody else's writing? It's mad to me, but it's also how I've been able to grow myself on a spiritual level, on an intellectual level, physical level, on all aspects. These are the things that have helped me. The third thing is meditation and self-reflection. Now, the thing about meditation and self-reflection is, like, when you take time to be still and be in the present, the key thing is to be in the present. You start to separate yourself from past issues, past events and stuff like that, and anxiety about the future and things that haven't even happened in your life. And you take time to be like, okay, what is Molly experiencing now? Taking time to just be silent in the mind and not think about all these things, and finally just be like, yeah, this is what I'm feeling in the moment right now, and this is what is going on. And then the fifth thing is just what, the fourth thing, my bad, is separation. When it comes to learning more about yourself, when it comes to changing your inner self, you have to separate yourself from the outer world and things that are not a good influence on the outer world. I'm very big on separation, you know, leads to elevation. And it's not just even separation from people around you. I say this again, it is also separation from parts of yourself. Parts of yourself that are not good. The inside parts of you that are just not good and not serving you well. You know, the negative self-talker in you, the person who is always doubting you, the person who's saying, yeah, I can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that, the person that limits you and says, yeah, you're not able to do that. Because you have to realize, especially when it comes to our mind, and this is going to lead me into the fifth one and also links back to meditation, is that our minds are actually conditioned to protect us. And when I say protect us, like, it will always stop you from doing things that you've never done before, because naturally it's like, yo, you know, you've never done this before. Like, red flag, red flag, red flag. So sometimes you have to know how to separate yourself from that part of your mind that is there to kind of, like, protect you, quote unquote. And you need to learn how to, you know, step into this part of you that is very much in the present and takes time to reflect and think about how you're feeling and stuff, because that helps you separate from that part of you. The other thing about separation is actually separating yourself from people around you. When you're around people that talk negatively, bad self-talk, always limiting themselves, you are bound to be the other person in that group that does the exact same thing. You are who you surround yourself with. You really are. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was always against this. I used to say, like, because I used to get told this, like, oh, watch who you keep yourself around with, because you're gonna end up like that. When I was much younger, I used to be like, nah, like, I'm tough. But when you're still in a point of development, when you're in a point where you're still unaware of a lot of these things, trust me, whether you notice it or not, it is actually affecting you, and you are becoming more and more like those people. You need to surround yourself and make sure you're in an environment of growth and self-development and awareness. Because the more you keep yourself around people who reflect, the more it starts to pour into you. Because again, the vibrations they're placing out, that comes to you. And it's what I talked about the law of vibration and, like, being in a pool. If you're in that pool and somebody moving in the water, the first people to get hit with that vibration are the people closest. So you want to keep yourself close to people who are giving off those vibrations, because then that leads into you and helps with your growth. And also, taking time by yourself also separates your mind from thinking about what other people are doing and what the majority of the population and stuff are doing. And you take time to actually silence your mind and be like, okay, away from all these people, what do I want? What is going on with me? And the fifth thing, which ties into meditation most definitely, is focusing on the present. Focus on everyday things and your everyday, like, goals and things you want to achieve. Because when you start to work on that and you start to work on the present and what's going on now, trust me, the outside will fall into place. If you just take time to focus on now and see what you could do now to better yourself, the outside will fall into place. Stop worrying about how you could change somebody's behavior, how you could change this thing physically, how you could change that thing physically. When you work on yourself and you work on yourself internally, physically, just work on that inner part of you, the outside falls into place. But with that being said, that is the end of this episode. I just want to say a big, big thank you to all of you. As usual, be kind, be grateful, be compassionate, be loving, and most of all, take care.